While American troops may begin coming home next year, Iraqi refugees have just begun arriving here in the U.S.
The first wave began arriving last month. About 2,000 are expected to arrive in the fall. In April, the State Department pledged to accept 7,000 refugees by the end of the year. But that's just a fraction of the 2 million Iraqis now displaced in neighboring countries. And the slow pace of resettlement has raised strong criticism in Congress and even within the military. Ziad Abdel-Okhwa arrived with his wife and two daughters in Boise, Idaho on June 27th, and he joins me now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Deborah.
You worked in the U.S. consulate in the town of Hilla, that's south of Baghdad. How did you know it was time to leave Iraq?
I received direct threats from some militia groups in the city, and then my youngest brother was kidnapped and killed. He got married, and after 10 days, he decided to go with his wife to their honeymoon in Amman, Jordan, because, you know, there was no life in Iraq. So they decided to go and spend the night in our house in Baghdad. An armed group composed of like 35 armed men, and they were dressed in Iraqi army uniforms. They kidnapped my brother, his father-in-law, and the driver and the guard of the house. We didn't know actually at that time that my brother was killed like 5 minutes after they kidnapped him. After 12 days, we found my brother's body at the city morgue in Baghdad, and we found out also that he was shot two bullets in his face.
And when your brother was found dead, you knew then it was time for you to leave.
Yeah.
Did you know where you were going to be resettled in the United States? Did you have any choice about the matter?
You know, the process was not that clear because I was people used to call my case as test case or case number one because I was the first case. There is an organization in Amman and Cairo, and they were processing my case, and when they interviewed me, they did not ask me what is my preference or where I prefer to go in the United States.
Had you heard of Boise, Idaho when you were living in Hilla, Iraq?
Not really, actually. Even when I was in Amman, Jordan, and those staff called on me and told me that I'm going to the United States to a city called Boise. And that was...
Are there other Iraqis in Boise, Idaho?
Yes, actually, I was surprised when I found out that there are many Iraqi families, but all of them actually have been here for many years now, and they are living in the community, and they are very happy, actually, that when I met them, they all of them were, talking to me, trying to, convince me to stay here because this will be the best place to raise a family and kids, and they love their city.
When the airplane landed and you walked out into Boise, Idaho, how did that feel? What did you think?
We found a group of the very best Americans waiting for us, and they were from the Agency for New Americans and some volunteers and my best friend now in Boise, David Webb. So there was that very beautiful smile on their faces saying, "Hi, welcome to America." Actually, I cannot describe my, feelings and emotions at that time.
You have two little girls, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And neither of them speak English.
No.
And so what did you tell them? How did you explain, here we are in America?
Oh, actually, they knew since we were in Amman because they, kept asking me why we are leaving our house, our room, our toys, etc. And they know about killing of my brother because they loved him. So I kept telling them that we are leaving the Iraq and our city Hilla because of bombings, and I know that you are afraid from bombing, so we are going to our new home.
So you could sell America because it was a place that was safe and didn't have any bombs.
Exactly.
Do you have some long-term plans for yourself and your family living in Boise, Idaho?
I would be lying if I say yes, but I'm trying to collect facts and information and, you know, everything else to start building or thinking of a plan for the future.
Because you have to start all over again, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Can you go back to Iraq if you wanted to?
I can't now, and I don't want.
You don't want in the short term or ever?
Let's say within 15 years, I'm not willing to go back to Iraq.
15? Why 15?
Because that's what I think that it will take Iraq to, you know, be settled again.
And so your children will miss growing up in the country of their birth.
Yeah, but I hope they will, you know, grow up in their new home, and I hope they will be Americans and good Americans.
Ziad Abdul-Ahwa, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Deborah.